Ralph mulls this over for a while. He knows he shouldn't make any snap decisions. At length he says, "It's possible I could change my mind, but right now I don't see it. Maybe if I went through all that and it really solved the problem once and for all, it might be worth it. I could take my punishment and get over it. The pain would at least have a payback. But selling the car doesn't solve the problem. I'm humiliated and all it gets me is a 6-month respite. Then I'm right back where I started, minus the Lexus." Exactly, Cap is thinking. Now we're getting somewhere. So he keeps it going. "How about a better job? Can you get a job that pays more?" This hadn't occurred to Ralph. He is taken aback that he hadn't thought of it. "Gee," he says, "I don't know, but realistically I doubt I can make that work. If I have to pay you $42,000 a year, that means I need a salary jump in the range of $70,000 before taxes to cover it. Can I find a job that pays that much more? Seems unlikely." "Good answer," thinks Cap. Cap is methodically leading Ralph through all the alternatives that won't work in order to pave the way for the one that will. He catches the waiter's eye and signals for another round. Turning back to Ralph, he offers another suggestion. "How about a loan from somebody else, a relative, a friend?" Ralph sees this for what it is, a proposal so lame that its sole purpose is to underscore the gravity of his predicament. No way is he about to reveal his problems to either side of his family. He merely moves his head from side to side. The waitress comes with the new beers. Ralph takes his directly from her hand and drains 2/3 of it before setting the glass down on the table. Cap takes a sip from his and decides it is time to let Ralph marinate in his apprehensions for a while. So he leans back and says nothing. Neither does Ralph. Silence. The silence isn't that long, really. 1, 2, 3. Cap is counting the seconds mentally. 6, 7, 8, 9. Precisely 90 seconds. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. But it is an unnerving experience for Ralph. 22, 23, who doesn't know what to say. 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, and doesn't know what Cap is thinking. 34, 35, 36, and therefore imagines the worst. 39, 40, kneecaps, oh my God. 43, 44, is that what he's going to do to me? 47, 48, now, today? 51, 52, he wants a plan. 55, 56, 57, 58, oh my God, a kneecap. 61, 62, Bonnie, oh shit, what do I tell Bonnie? 66, 67, 68, 69, run away, bolt out of here, escape, hide out. 74, 75, then what? 77, yeah, but with my bones intact. 80, 81, Jesus, 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 Jesus. 85, 86, Jesus. 87, 88, 89, 90, insurance, Cap says.